burst through.
Go, Cameron.
Cameron Smith. He's done everything tonight except score a try. He would have loved one.
Oh, he's in quicksand.
Right there, you saw that he's 37 years of age. Oh.
Look at that. There's his golfing partner too, Fatty. Just a little bit of sledging and he's still
there. What happened then? Did you get run down?
Oh, I can't remember that one. I can't remember. No, I do. I do. We're playing the Broncos. And I think Payne Haas caught me. Big front rower, but he's about 12 years younger than me. Oh, he's probably even more than that. He's probably about 15 years younger than me. But Fatty was right. Well, that might have been Joey. I was running in quicksand that night, but I think we got the win, which was the most important thing.
That's exactly right. good morning, mate.
The accountant.
Yeah, how are we going?
Yeah, good.
The accountant forgot to take your suit pants off.
I was still running in the dress shoes. I forgot the footy boots.
Now, have we got any topics to talk about? Let me think. Yeah. Oh. Yes.
Yeah, what do you got for me? Hit me, boys.
Well, let's start with the Reece Walsh thing because that's going to have a profound effect on the Bronx. Obviously, they lose him for a month or so. And, you know, you have played at the highest level for a long, long time. Accidents do happen. But what were your thoughts on the Taylor May hit on Reece Walsh?
Look, I thought I actually thought when the referee put Taylor May on report, I was against it, to be honest, boys. I thought it was an accident. I know that we have all these new rules and interpretations around high contact and head clashes and things like this, but any time that there's these accidental head clashes and we've seen guys be put on report or even charged and suspended, I have been against it. Now, that many people differ to that opinion, and that's fair enough. I'm not saying that I'm right. I'm not saying that other people are wrong that disagree with my opinion, but I just feel that, you know, we had two players travelling at high speed there, and Taylor May, he's playing a role in his defensive system, right? That's the way he's being coached by Ivan Cleary and the rest of the coaches at the Penrith Panthers. And, you know, I think you've got to consider from a defender's point of view, if he had a choice, right, where he knew that he could avoid making head contact, I'm sure he would make that choice.
Yes.
Do you see where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
There's no way he's going to throw his head into someone else's head. But it's just, unfortunately, it's a part of our game that those incidents happen on occasions. Now, we don't see them all the time, but they do happen. It's just, it was a matter of two players travelling at high speed and they both had to make, you know, really quick decisions. Taylor May come in and made a decision and unfortunately made some contact. I feel as though the right decision was made by the match review committee to not charge him with an offence.
Righto.
Okay. But the narrative now is going to change after Graeme Annesley came out yesterday and said, well, the league's view is that he should have been charged. What's that saying to the, well, it's pretty clear what it's saying to the MRC.
That's pretty clear. Yeah. You're exactly right, Paddy. Like, it's pretty clear to say, hey, fellas, you got that wrong. You got that one wrong. And they have, this is the strange thing, right? Because we have seen guys charged for similar incidents. Mm. Have a look at Dale Finucane, I think, was it last year?
Yes. Yeah, that's the one that was brought up this morning. I thought they were talking about just recently, but the Finucane one, he did get charged. He got thrown out.
Yeah, so he charged out of the line to make a similar tackle. It was on Stephen Crichton, if you remember, at Shark Park, and they made head contact. Now, Crichton didn't suffer as much of a severe injury as Reece Walsh has with a fractured cheekbone. He split his ear, if you remember.
Yeah.
He split his ear, just had to get taped up and receive stitches and it was fixed up. He played the following week. Dale Finucane, I think, got 2 or 3 weeks for that tackle. Mm. So there is some inconsistencies there with that exact tackle, boys. I'll reiterate my position on that. I didn't feel Dale Finucane should have been suspended either, but he was. And I guess now that's why there's a little bit of confusion, little bit of frustration, given that this is a similar incident where a defender has rushed out of the defensive line to make a tackle, which he's made a great decision to do that, but he has made accidental head contact and nothing was done about it by the MRC.
Yeah. All right. Hey, we've got Cameron Smith with us for the full half hour. Protect yourself and those around you from the flu this winter. Book your flu shot today at Chemist Warehouse, helping sponsor the show today. We appreciate it. Mate, look, we'll talk about Bronx and we'll talk about big matches coming up at the weekend, but just your views on South Sydney. They're saying that Jason Demetriou has got, what, three home games and a bye, and he may only have that long to keep his job.
Yeah, well, I don't think a result has ever been more in the spotlight than this week, boys. So they got the Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Now, they've come off a good win on the weekend against the Titans. But the Rabbitohs, who are sitting 0-3, if they fall to the Bulldogs, I don't know if there's ever been more pressure on Jason Demetriou at all in his tenure as coach of the Rabbitohs. Now, I know this is a club that's constantly under the spotlight, given, you know, they're a glamour club, they're a high profile club, they've got high profile players playing for them, they're constantly in the news, but. This is, I could only imagine the pressure that he's feeling this week leading into this Bulldogs match, because it's a game that they should win and they're supposed to win, right?
Yeah, they're favourites.
Yeah. So, but if they are to fall short, there could be some movement at the Burrow.
They've lost all of their last 16. Smithy, how did the Tigers do it? It's great to see that they did it. Was it with their forwards and then allowing Buller a bit of room out the back?
Yeah, well, I think what they did, Heels, was they out-enthused the Sharks for the entire match. That's how they were beaten. I thought the Sharks started fairly well. It was quite an even sort of game early on, but they just... They really out-competed the Sharks on all levels throughout that whole match. And the way you can see where teams have got a lot of enthusiasm and they want to win the contest or the little contest more than the opposition is on loose balls and when they're contesting kicks. And I thought the West Tigers did that more often than not than the Sharks. Like the way Appy Coruscant attacked that game the other night was so impressive. Like it was such a great game by one of their more senior players in that team. But the way they attacked the football, anytime there was a loose ball on the ground, there was a Tigers player on the ball. You know, anytime a ball was kicked in the air, there was orange jerseys everywhere. Like, look, one of the tries, I think it might have been one of the last tries of the match, a ball was kicked in the air. And for all money, like it should have, like one of the Sharks players should have taken it, but it hit the ground. And I just seen there was three Sharks players standing around and they just sort of stood and watched momentarily. And then I forget who the player was that scored the try, but the Tigers player just raced through. They just wanted the ball more.
Yeah.
You know, so when you have a team that wants to compete and plays with plenty of enthusiasm, you know, you're going to come close to winning more matches than you lose, because that's something that I think the West Tigers have lacked over the last few years, is that they've just lacked intent and lacked enthusiasm. But the other night was fantastic. If they continue playing with that attitude, they'll have a good season, boys.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk injuries. And the massive news today.
Plenty of them.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've been ongoing, but the big news concerns the halfbacks. Nathan Cleary, gone for a month with a hammy. And now a fractured foot for Mitch Moses, and he's gone from, they're saying, 6 weeks up to 3 months out.
Wow. Yeah, but, and that's huge for Parramatta. Now, like, I'm not understating, you know, the value that Nathan Cleary brings to that Penrith side, but, you know, they just seem to be able to, you know, bring the next guy up and they continue playing the same style.
Yeah. Have you heard of Brad Schneider?
Schneider, yeah. He's come across from the Raiders and played quite well during last season for the Green Machine. But look, he's a big loss. There's no doubt about that. Did you see his performance the other night? Like, just incredible. You know, the way, I know he's taking on an undermanned Broncos side and a side that had to be reshuffled because of the Reece Walsh injury, but he just really dismantled the Broncos' left edge, Nathan Cleary. So we all looked at that. Him coming off the field, we all thought that was just an early mark because they were up by so many points. But
yeah, that's what I thought as well.
There's obviously a bit of an issue there with the hamstring that he may have taken into the game. But, you know, it just shows the position that they're in and the confidence that they have in their squad is that it's early in the season. You know, we're coming into round four. You know, they don't want to risk him and they don't need to. So we may, you know, not see him for, you know, the next few weeks and just to take care of that hamstring. They do have a bye coming up, boys, which you know, may help them. So it's an extra week for him to recover. But, yeah, the Mitch Moses one for me, that's massive for Parramatta. Massive, you know, because I just think, you know, they've had a couple of wins this year. They look like they're playing some good footy. You know, he and Dylan Brown have a great combination in those halves, which, you know, Dylan Brown has spoken about this year how he wanted to come out and have a huge 2024, given he missed a bit of football last year. Mm. And he felt that, you know, he let the team down a little bit. But that's considering, you know, the enormity of that injury and the uncertainty of how long he'll be out. You could only feel for the Parramatta fans. You know, they would have been pretty upbeat about their chances this year. Now with Mitch Moses being out, that's they're going to have to hold on and work really hard over the next couple of months.
Bronx losing Walsh, they've got no Haas for a while, and there's the question marks. You know, continue over the skipper. You know, they're thinking that he'll be up for this weekend. For the Cowboys match, but there's no certainty on that yet.
Yeah. Well, if they get Reynolds back, I think that makes a huge difference. They're most certainly going to miss Walsh at the back. And it was evident the other night, fellas, when, you know, not having Haas and Adam Reynolds was one thing. That was always going to be a bit of a challenge, particularly coming up against Penrith. But as soon as Reece Walsh left the field, like, their attack just went out the window. It's like they really had no idea what they were doing and had no sort of plan, really, because you see a lot of their backline movements and everything. It all hinges on Walsh's speed, right? That's their main threat.
Yeah, okay.
And now I thought Selwyn Cobbo did a fantastic job at the back. You know, he had a big game. He had a lot of carries. He did a lot of work. He looked most likely for the Broncos, but they're going to have to change up the way they play slightly because there's no one, not only just in their team, but in the entire competition that possesses the speed that Reece Walsh has. So they're going to, you know, have a slight variation as to the way that they play, particularly in attacking ends where usually they just set up a nice block play. They have Reece Walsh sweeping out the back and they just rely on his speed to beat defenders and create overlaps. So they're going to have to come up with a different way of creating those opportunities for themselves now. I still think they're a quality outfit, even without those guys. But certainly with Adam Reynolds being back, just having a steady hand there, a guy that's been around for a long time, that knows how to, you know, position the team into good spots on the field where they can attack from, and plus his kicking game, boys. I think that's something that they sorely missed last week. But let's hope Renault can come back and stay on the park because they're going to need him over the next month.
Yeah. Hey, just a quick one. Oscar has joined us. I know it's only a couple of games into the Titans season, and we also now know that Tino's gone for the rest of the season. Mm. Big expectations on Hasler to push this group towards a premiership, but it ain't happening right at the moment, is it?
No, far from it. And I think, you know, given their first two performances, I think that's the last thing that Desi's thinking about now is finals footy. I don't even know whether he would have been thinking about that coming into this year, given the season they had last year. But he's got a lot to deal with now, particularly with Tino out for the season. What a shocking injury, you know, ACL. Right. You know, given that they suffered, you know, a similar injury last year with Bo Firma, you know, doing his knee as well. But Tino, given the impact that he has on that group, not only, you know, for what he does out on the park on the weekend, but just, you know, his leadership around the place day to day, I think it's going to have a huge impact on this group. And the thing that really doesn't help Desi either, boys, is so one of their feeder clubs, the Tweed, they've started the season 0-3 as well in the Queensland Cup. So, you know, when they're looking down the line and thinking, well, who can we bring up to sort of, you know, change the fortunes of our first grade squad, their feeder club's not in great form either.
Yeah, so there's no reinforcements.
No. Jaden Campbell come back on the weekend. He played his first game for Tweed as well. So that's obviously positive signs for the Titans footy club, but he's probably still another couple of weeks away before playing first grade. So, yeah, there's going to have to be, you know, a lot of change very, very quickly at that organisation.
To become the greatest point scorer in premiership history. And there's the record.
Have you picked out a couple of these yourself today, have you?
who's lined up these intros?
Jack.
Who is that, Jack, is it?
I'd say so. Yeah,
he's a good man. Thanks for looking after me, Jack.
I thought that was Joey Johns.
Trying to pump your tyres up, he said.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, mate.
Hey, we're here for Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, their tractors and their Land Pride attachments. And Cam is here for protect yourself and those around you from the flu this winter. Book your flu shot today at Chemist Warehouse, right? Look, I might just leave you and Heels to discuss tipping because I've just become an absolute passenger. Heels tells me that I got three last week. And I'll now be running last in the Courier Mail tipping competition, which is, you know, just goes on show right in the middle of the paper as of tomorrow or Thursday, whatever it is.
Anyway, are you quitting? Are you getting over there?
I am. Look, to be truthful, I'm a big quitter.
Paddy, we've only got three. Mate, we've still got another 24 rounds, mate.
I can hoist the white flag as good as
Hang
anyone.
In there.
He's extrapolating it already.
I've been stained from about 8 years ago when a kid, my news director at Channel 7, he had his 7-year-old kid playing the tipping competition. He used to send in his entries written in crayon. And the kid beat
you.
Yeah. I said, that's it. I'm never going to get into tipping a competition again. So I've been made go in this tipping. Yeah.
Unless it's in the Courier Mail.
Yeah, and I'm running stone last.
The tips, right, good game to start it off. Roosters, Panthers. Panthers without Cleary, of course. But Roosters, quite impressive.
Yeah, very impressive. Seen that firsthand at Allianz last weekend against the Rabbits. Now, they got up for Jared Weir Hargraves. You got to remember that. Yes. It was his 300th. So, you know, a lot was spoken about that week and what it meant to, well, Jared, but all of his teammates for them to get out there and perform well. I'm just wondering, will they have a little bit of a hangover, fellas, given, you know, it was such a big week last week. I'm going to stick with Roosters.
Mm-hmm.
Given Nathan's out and the Roosters are coming off some pretty good form, I think, you know, they've been pretty good all year. They've only dropped the one game. That was against Manly, and Manly were really strong at Brookie. So I'm going to go Roosters.
Righto.
Can the Bunnies turn it around against the Doggies?
Oh, I'd like to think so. I'd like to think so. Look, I'm going to give them a chance, right? I'm going to give them a chance to post their first victory this week. If they don't, I may not tip them again this year.
Yeah, right.
A bit like you, Paddy.
we're all sitting on the fence, a bit nervous about the Broncos
rabbits.
Cowboys.
Rabbits.
Oh, you're going Rabbits, yeah.
Yep.
Broncos Cowboys.
Oh, this is a really tough. I'm working this game, boys. This should be a cracker. Good Friday, of course. Hopefully, I reckon there's big crowd.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll get
at Suncorp.
Crowd.
Has to be. No Payne Haas, no Reece Walsh. Renault's back at this stage. I'm going to have to go the Cowboys, though. Just given their attack and Drinkwater's on fire. They've scored a lot of points, boys. A lot of points over the opening three rounds. So I'm going to go Cowboys in a thriller.
Mm. Seagulls gave up a big lead against the Parramatta Eels. They're up against the Dragons.
Yeah, I just think Manly too classy though. When they get it right, Manly, their attack, they're as good as North Queensland. I just think Parramatta were up for that one at home. Always a big battle between Parramatta and Manly. The history between those two clubs go back a long, long way. But I think Manly too strong.
All right, down at Seabus on Saturday evening, 6:35. It doesn't get any easier for the Titans. They don't have Tino now for the rest of the season. And they're up against a rested Dolphins outfit.
Yeah, and they were incredible the last time they played, weren't they, the Dolphins against the Dragons? They put on 38 and conceded zero. So I think they'll be fresh. They'll be ready to go. Titans in a world of hurt. I'm going Dolphins.
Mm. Warriors, they got up out of the blocks finally, and they're up against the Knights, who did well against your Storm.
Yes, they did. They posted a strong victory, Newcastle, but they were playing against a very
depleted.
depleted, great word, depleted Melbourne Storm. No Jerome Hughes, of course, no Munster, no Nelson Asofa-Solomona, and just snuck through with a 14-12 victory. For that reason, I'm going Warriors at home.
Sharkies and the Raiders. Sharkies are going to bounce back, haven't they?
Yes, they do. And I reckon, just listening to Craig Fitzgibbon, the Sharkies coach, after their match, I reckon he would have given those fellas a real red-hot crack after that match on the weekend and that result, and particularly the way they played with being out enthused. It's completely against the way he would be coaching them and the way he played. So I think they'll be up and about for this one. But you know what, boys? I'm going Raiders.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I am going Raiders in this one. Yep.
Okay. See, I'm very keen to follow you, wherever you go now.
You just think the Sharks won't rebound just yet.
Well, I just think the Raiders, they've been playing a their typical Raiders style, right? That real gritty, tough style. And they only just went down to the Warriors.
They're having fun, don't they?
I think they'll give the Sharkies a red hot crack. And how have they? I'm not sure how they've bounced back, those guys that were injured last week. They lost three, the Sharkies, you got to remember.
Right.
So they lost one in the warm up with a calf injury, and then they lost two more middle forwards during the game. So they might be down on troops. So I'm going Raiders.
All right.
This could be another great battle of the West, eh? Yeah. The last one. Eels and Tigers.
Yep, another battle of the West. You know what? I'm going to jump on the West Tigers.
Oh.
Boys, I'm going for, which is, well, the way that the punters are saying, it's going to be an upset. They're heavily outsiders, the West Tigers. But yep. I think they're going to be up and about at training this week. It's another big one for them. Battle of the West, as you mentioned, their heels. I'm going West Tigers.
Yeah, no, Moses.
All right, there's a couple of upsets there. I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, all you've done is confuse me now. I hope you're happy.
It's a good round, isn't it?
And your Storm have the bye for the weekend to try and get these blokes right. I mean,
yes.
Are you revealing anything more about Cameron Munster?
Jack, are you going to reveal more? I've got nothing. It's still the same as last week. It's hearing Craig Bellamy, that he was asked after the game about Munster, and he just shook his head and said, "I've got no idea." They've actually got no idea, fellas, of what's going on. So they're saying week by week, but I think it's a day by day thing. Like, he turns up the training sometimes and feels good. The next day he's just he can hardly walk. So it's not a great position for the Storm to be in, with their key man being out at the moment and sort of no date at all set in place for his return.
Yeah. I thought he'd be starting to panic a little bit, Billy, as well, wouldn't he?
I think so.
No Tino, no Tommy Gilbert, and you're 5'8" with a huge question mark.
Well, 5'8", huge question mark. Lindsay Collins did his hamstring on the weekend. Jai Arrow, fellas.
Yeah, he's sitting on the
side. Still unseen with a shoulder injury. So.
Fafita
as well, heels. Some big names there. Mm. They'll be right. They'll get up.
Hey, we've got you on overtime, but a quick one here from Tony from Bundaberg. Morning, Pat, Heels and Cam. Hoping the Titans are able to make Cam eat his words regarding the Titans. If I remember correctly, two teams, Knights and Para, turned their years last year later in the season. I know I'm clutching at straws. LOL. Yeah.
It's going to take a big run, Tony. Yeah. I hope they do too, mate. I hope you're right. But it's going to take a big run by the Titans this year.
All right, Cam. We're overtime, mate. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
no worries, boys. Catch you next week.
Yep, for sure. Next Tuesday. It's just gone 8:32.